we want to win every game that we're involved in, and it was no different from Newcastle the other night to Rotherham on Saturday. Because, as I said earlier, if we finish with more points and above where we finished last year, that is one hell of an achievement. Given that the budget that we've got, the players that we've got at this football club, it just shows you what a great season that we've had, and that's why I want to sort of remind everybody that the last four or five games shouldn't cloud what has been a fantastic season for us. That to been bordering on the playoffs for a long time just shows you how far you've come when you potentially could be finishing anything from 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and people might be disappointed by that. And it's only our second year in the Championship again. People look at us and think Preston have done well again. And then you call light a day, people will say to you, well, actually, it's your only second year in the Championship. There's more established teams, there's bigger budgets. It's been a great year for us all. Some great individual performances, some togetherness within the group, but the togetherness of the supporters and the football club as well.
Are there players at this moment in time who might look at the final two games and think, well, I've not had an opportunity in recent games, can I have an opportunity now? Or do you pretty much know who's here this for next season and who probably won't be?
Well, over the last few games and the next two games, players have been playing for the futures, because ultimately players who are in the team have got to be performing, and if they're not, then you might come the end of the season think, actually, you know something, we might need to replace X with Z coming in the summer. And if I was a player playing the next two games or the previous two or three games, I'd be saying to myself, look, I've got to make sure that I'm doing enough in these games to leave the manager with a positive vibe in his mind that I'm going to be part of next season. If they don't perform like they potentially can do, then I might have other thoughts about, well, I think we can go and replace them and bring in players, because there's going to be a lot of players that want to come and play for Preston North End, and we have to improve again next year. But going back over the last few weeks, there could have been occasions for one or two players who've not played too much to have gone into the team. Ultimately, whatever team I pick on Saturday, it's one to go and win the game, because I don't like want to lose five games on the trot, which is very rare that's happened at this club and probably in my career. So first and foremost, whatever team, whatever personnel it is, we've got to go and win the game. And if it means one or two who've not played doing their bit, then so be it.
Just on players like Stevie May, Jermaine Beckford, who've been on the periphery of the 11 in recent times, Simon, is that just largely due to the fact that Hugel's had a really good season, Barkhuizen's come in and taken his chance, you've got Robinson as well. And if they're not playing particularly poorly, there's no reason to take them out.
Simple. That's the reason why they're not getting any game time, because of the contributions that them players that you've mentioned have contributed. McGeady, Horgan, when he's been in around the team, have done ever so well. But if I'd left some of them players out against Newcastle or Norwich or whatever, I'm sure supporters would have been up in arms about leaving your best players out. Why are you playing some fringe players against big, big teams? And the players would not want to be playing, because they want to play every game. They want to play in all the big games. They want to play at Newcastle in front of 50-odd thousand. So all them factors are to be considered. But ultimately, it's players that are playing to the best of ability stay in the team for large parts. And that's been the only reason other players have not got much of a look in.